This is a special edition of Armed American Radio on the road, live from Salem Radio Network Studios in Washington, D.C., as I officially kick off the Second Amendment March on our nation's capital. I'm your host, Mark Walters.
No, that's actually a recording. I'm your host, Mark Walters, but that was me.
But it's a good recording.
It was a good recording.
Yeah.
We did about five or six of those, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network, nationwide, coast to coast, and beyond.
And beyond.
Alaska is beyond coast to coast.
Yes, it is.
And we have a festive atmosphere and cell phone blurts and everything going on. As we officially kick off the Second Amendment March and gear up for tomorrow.
I am pumped.
Man, I am too. I am really excited to get that that email and then that phone call from Ed Rouse. It means
absolutely
an awful lot to me personally in this program, because with Tim Schmidt standing here, I don't know if Tim had heard this or not, but we're going to fly Samuel to Atlanta, and we're going to put him on the air as America's hero.
He is definitely a hero.
We're going to have him live on the show in the studio with us. And we have listeners nationwide, and I'd like to welcome Tifton, Georgia. I apologize, I don't have the call sign with me right now, the call letters. But Tifton, you know who you are, and you're listening. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, if you wish to participate on the air this evening with a great lineup of guests. We've got Michael Bain sitting here mic'd up and headphoned up. We have David Burnett coming on from Students for Concealed Carry, Tim Schmidt getting ready to come on, and we've got the March founder, Skip Coriel, standing over here, who's been very patient. We were going to start the show with you, but Mancow came rolling in here with a cigar in hand, and we had to put him on first, and Skip is over there saying, hey, that's the deal. Mark at armedamericanradio.org if you're interested in getting in on the email. That'll get you on the computer screen in here. Also, we had a call earlier in the broadcast from someone wanting to find out where they could contact the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And you can contact the USCCA at 877-677-1919. And it is worth every penny, folks.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Join the United States Concealed Carry Association and get involved with all of us who are sitting here fighting for all of you and on behalf of all of you tomorrow. And we're going to make your voice heard to Barry Hussein Obama.
Yep.
Right?
I'm telling you, Mancow's going to rattle his windows.
They don't need to turn the mic up with that guy, man. He's just going to go off and have some fun. Our next guest, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Michael Bain. And every time I have you on, I say how fun it is to talk to you, because I watch you on TV all the time and I love your programs. And, of course, I work every 3 weeks with your co-host.
Right, Rob Pincus.
With Rob Pincus on Best Defense. Rob was supposed to be here tonight, but he's training in Virginia Beach. And because of the nature of this broadcast tonight, we're moving him up to next week.
And considering how little I pay him, it's important that he gets these extracurricular gigs.
Well, I won't tell you how much we don't pay Rob. Rob does a great job and gives us a lot of training insight on Armed American Radio. We have a lot of fun with Rob when he's on the air. And Tim's over there laughing. Kathy's laughing. Rob's in Virginia Beach right now. He's not laughing.
It's a festive atmosphere.
So, absolutely. Rob, if you're listening, we love you. Feel free to call in, okay? Anyway, you know, my next guest, Michael Bain, has actually carried Paul Helmke out. Let me say it this way. Paul Helmke won the Bonehead of the Week award this week. And he won it for, as usual, from them, boneheaded comments. And if you look up bonehead in the dictionary, you'll see it essentially means stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And his comments are stupid. Anything he says is stupid. And we like to look at it and pick him apart. And one of the comments that he made just recently was on the Colorado ban. And he said, this is terrible that this has been overturned. We're scared to death that this is going to lead to students and transient visitors carrying loaded semi-automatic weapons on a Colorado State University campus. And my next guest has actually done so. Tell us the
That's frightening, isn't it?
It's terrible.
I have actually carried a loaded semi-automatic pistol as a transient visitor on a Colorado campus. And no one was killed or injured. That was the amazing thing. The gun actually stayed in the holster. It didn't come out under its own power. It didn't attack any students.
Well, nothing wait, what caliber happened. Was it? It had to be a 22.
No, it was only a 9mm. So
mouse gun.
If it had been a 40 S&W, it probably would have attacked somebody on its own. There
what are you
no
doing carrying
it.
A mouse gun, a 9mm, Michael? Come on now.
Because I can hit what I shoot at.
Hold on a second. I'm going to cut my mic off. Sean, you can take the rest of it.
Very nice.
You hear other gun owners in here laughing
chortling.
At me.
Chortling.
Right. Chortling. Chortling, right. But that is funny. All kidding aside, that the 9mm didn't just pop out.
No, it was
and go bang.
It didn't go bang. It didn't fall out of the holster. And nobody saw it on my person and was actually panic stricken and had the vapors. And interestingly enough, this was 10 or 12 years ago. And when I got my permit, this was before Colorado was shall issue. And the permit said good for the state of Colorado. And I said, I'm taking a night class at the University of Colorado. Can I carry a gun? And the person issuing the sheriff's deputy that gave me the permit said, well, last I checked, the University of Colorado was in fact in Colorado. He goes, wow. I don't care. He goes, it says good for all the state of Colorado. If the campus police stop you, tell them to call us. And I think that's a key. I believe in Larimer County, that was the case where the sheriff in Larimer County, with Colorado State University, sheriff said, you have no authority to ban this. I said, if you arrest a student and you call one of my men in, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to arrest a student. I'm going to come after the people who arrested him. Because the law in the state says you know, shall issue.
You are talking about that. Sheriff James Alderton.
Absolutely.
He has been here before, and wow, you talk about a breath of fresh air.
He rocks.
Oh, this guy was
I'm
unbelievable.
I'm moving to Larimer County out of Boulder County. Just
now
for that
that's
reason.
Right. You're in Boulder County.
The People's Republic, yes.
The People's Republic, and we're being listened to in three cities in Colorado right now. And it's, you know, folks in Colorado, if you're listening to Michael Bain, he's really cool to have around.
Yeah,
that's
really
not
cool
the way
guy.
I hear it in Boulder County. There's a referendum to have me move to Larimer.
Well, I'll tell you what, James Alderton, if we all had a sheriff like James Alderton, this guy gets on Armed American Radio, Sheriff James Alderton, and he says, I'm not upholding that. Not going to happen. He said, I'm going to fight this tooth and nail because I don't want my schools in my county, and we're talking about where? Fort Collins and Pueblo, right?
Right. Correct.
Fort Collins and Pueblo, the two campuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, this is unconstitutional. Now, of course, we get the judge's ruling, and David Burnett is going to come on from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus after you, and he's going to talk about that.
Don't you think that concealed carry is truly unstoppable? If you look at it as a wave rolling over the country, and I was really privileged to be involved in the beginnings of the concealed carry movement in Florida in the mm-hmm. mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And even then we thought, this can't happen. This can't happen. We're going to push
happening.
Hard. But not only did it happen, but I think it's unstoppable. Even if
I agree.
Even
absolutely.
If Illinois doesn't get it this year,
eventually,
by golly,
are.
They will get it next year
absolutely.
Or they will get it the year after.
And absolutely. Wisconsin, because I believe Doyle is going. He's out of there, right?
Yep.
He's termed out. So he can't run again. And Wisconsin, you know, that's passed in Wisconsin twice.
Yes.
And
yes.
been vetoed and overridden by one of the legislators who passed it and voted for it to begin with, but for some reason felt beholden to Doyle.
He did.
Okay. Now we're finding out he was made a judge. This is dirty backroom politics. Sure.
Absolutely.
I think the most important thing is that the gun culture, you know, our culture, your culture, my culture, it's fundamentally changed. You know, if you go back 25 years ago, 30 years ago, it was sort of a hobbyist culture. It was built around hunting. It was built around Camp Perry type shooting. And now it's much more of an activist culture.
Absolutely.
And it's driven by us. It's
right.
driven by self-defense. It's driven by concealed carry. It's driven by training, competition. We are the new gun culture. And the message that I'm going to take tomorrow in the Second Amendment March when I speak, and thankfully I speak a long way away from Man Cow. He's in the morning, I'm in the afternoon. It's a much safer position to be in.
I'm following him.
If I were you, I'd probably stay up all night and do a lot of those five-hour energy shots just to kind of get your level up.
I actually have I have a little tune called the National Anthem that splits the two of us apart.
Luckily.
Right.
But I think the message that I want to take is that we are the new gun culture, and we are winning. We're absolutely positively, we are the mainstream culture in America. We have tipped.
We've always been the mainstream.
Yes, we have always
been. The media
been.
Just haven't given us that voice. And they're, you know what they're doing? It's interesting now. They're actually giving us that voice by virtue of the fact that they lie about us.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Because what they're doing is they're waking up that sleeping giant that we all know exists. Sean, you
absolutely.
Agree? You're shaking your head
absolutely.
Over there.
That's, and that, like I said before, that's what they're trying to do is keep us down. But they don't realize the more that they come out with these outrageous claims, that just gives us more firepower to use to take care of business in November and make sure that our rights are not taken away from us.
And we will take care of business in
absolutely.
November, absolutely,
absolutely,
unequivocally.
Oh,
and,
that's coming down the pike. That's an unstoppable
absolutely.
Train, too, just
I
like you're
so.
Talking
absolutely.
About the concealed carry movement. You're, when you see the rise, is that... Already?
Already.
Wow.
Already.
Good Lord.
I just got here, Mark.
That's all right. You stick around. We might put you back on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. That was Michael Bain. We love him. And Sean Young, my producer.
Yes, sir.
And we've got a whole host of guests coming back up. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. And that is a beautiful thing.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Armed American Radio Network, and that is a beautiful thing. Check this out from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. Gun-free zone because it worked so well at Virginia Tech, Arkansas State, Northern Illinois University, Louisiana Tech, University of Memphis, Delaware State University twice, South Mountain Community College, University of Iowa, San Diego State, Appalachian School of Law, University of Arizona, Shepherd University, Bard College, Case Western Reserve University, Penn State, Fairleigh Dickinson University, University of Central Arkansas, University of Alabama at Huntsville. And, of course, we're referring to gun-related incidents at those schools.
Right, and we ran out of room. We did not run out of schools to list.
And this card is about, four by three or something like that?
Four by six, yeah.
This is 4x6.
18 schools listed on
there. 18 schools listed, folks. Okay, gun control, boy, I'll tell you. Let's have more of it.
And what a great day it is to be in the nation's capital, one of the biggest gun-free zones in the country.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. The irony there. And
I feel so safe.
You know, who said at the press conference today that it was ironic? I think it was Skip that said, and we'll talk with you in just a couple minutes about how here we are. I won't take away your thunder because I want to ask you about that. That was a very, very compelling comment. But we're joined now, first of all, Sean Young, my producer, on the air, live, on the mic, to my left.
Yes, I am.
And Sean is in the studio with us, as have all of our guests been in the studio tonight, and that's just been wonderful. But I'm joined right now by David Burnett. David Burnett has been a friend of Armed American Radio, and we like to give students for concealed carry on campus a voice. David is the PR director now, right?
Correct.
And when you first started talking with us, you were the Midwest Region Director.
Correct.
We are also joined with your partner, Kurt Mueller.
In the
right?
cause.
Right? Partner in the cause. Partner in the cause. You're sharing a mic. That's why we were laughing about that. Kurt Mueller, you are the Eastern Region Director of Students for Concealed Carry on Campus.
That's correct. I deal with the states from South Carolina to Pennsylvania, which of course includes Virginia and D.C. as well. So we're working on it.
Well, you got your hands full with Virginia because everybody likes to talk about Virginia Tech, and it's the big deal. You know, are you hearing any backlash from your efforts at Students for Concealed? Because you're advocating what we're all advocating, and that's the right of law-abiding students to carry on campus.
We do hear some backlash. The biggest backlash that we've heard recently with our empty holder protest, which we just finished, has been First Amendment violations.
Right.
We saw them in Pennsylvania with the community college at Allegheny County. We saw them in Texas, and we saw them at Michigan, where campuses, it's not just gun control issues, but apparently any offensive speech is just routly banned. And we had to go to a court in Texas and threaten court in Pennsylvania to just have the right to hand out leaflets on campus.
That
just
is
the right to speak.
Insane. Isn't that something?
Insane.
In the membrane.
I thought this was America. What happened?
Well,
pieces of leather and nylon and Kydex are frightening to the enlightened professors of our college institutions across America because of what could sit inside of them or what may have once sat inside of them.
Okay.
Even empty holster protests. Now, let's talk about that real quick, David, because you came on. We were in Tucson last week taking Armed American Radio on the road, and we didn't have an opportunity to talk with you last week. We wanted to follow up with you on that empty holster protest that you ran all week. What happened? How did it turn out?
Right. Well, that's our signature event. That's where the students just wear the empty holsters to symbolize the fact that because of these college rules, because of some state laws, we're defenseless. And so that's our signature event that galvanizes us. We're the next generation of the defenders of the right to keep and bear arms. And yeah, we had thousands of participants. We had over 130 confirmed colleges all across the nation that took part in this. They wore the empty holsters. Some of them put on concealed carry classes. Some of them put on gun safety classes. So it was a great event. You know, we put up posters like the one in front of you. So yeah, I mean, it was a great event. We even had a representative. I believe it was a representative in Arizona who wore an empty holster onto the Senate floor as a sign of solidarity with us.
See, that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Where were you guys, you know, when I was in college?
And one other big thing that we had this year that was special was we had a free training course for anyone with a .edu address where they could take the Virginia qualification. They still, of course, have to file with the state and get all that background training, but we provided them the certification that was free. And we had 651 people take advantage of that. So that's 651 people who have had that training to qualify for that Virginia permit.
Now, Kurt, you're an attorney also.
That's correct.
Have you had to use your legal skills yet in this movement, or do you anticipate that you're going to? Are you getting any heat from anybody at these college campuses that they're going to try to come after you legally somehow?
Well, fortunately, forceful requests have so far been sufficient for my region. I'm currently working on trying to get the Virginia Attorney General to issue a revised opinion dealing with campus carry, because there's an opinion on the books right now that says if you're not a student at a Virginia campus, you can carry at a Virginia college.
Wait a minute. Hold the boat. If you're not a student at a Virginia campus.
That's correct.
So if I'm a student at University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
Yes.
And I'm visiting a friend of mine who goes to University of Virginia.
Yes.
You're telling me what?
According to opinion 05-078, which was issued by the Attorney General of Virginia, if you are a valid concealed carry holder, the campus may not create a general prohibition against you carrying. So they could, for example, at a football stadium where they have some security, that kind of a situation. But generally speaking, they cannot ban a person unless they're a student or faculty from carrying on campus. If you're student or faculty, they can suspend you. They can fire you, as the case might be. But if you're just general citizen, there's no law that currently prohibits that in Virginia.
I am sitting here shaking my Kathy Jackson, my managing editor and co-author of Lessons from Armed America. You can check that out at lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. Is shaking her head. So Skip's laughing over there. I had to say that, right? It's my show. I'm pompous. I've been accused of that in emails. I love the show, but the guy's all hooked up on Al Gore. He's arrogant and pompous. But I like the content anyway. So I'll get arrogant and pompous. Buy my book. Kathy's over there shaking her head. That's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
But none of this shocks me anymore from what we see. I find it very ironic, and we talked about it in between the breaks, that here we are in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital. We're not protesting, are we? We're not protesting. We're making our voices heard. There's a difference.
It's
the
a rally.
Protesters are going to be there from the Brady campaign.
Yes.
Protesting our voice of freedom. They're protesting what our founding fathers wrote in that document called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And, you know, we're not protesting. And here we sit in the nation's capital. Are you going to, this begs the question, are you going to wear an empty holster tomorrow?
I did not bring my empty holster with me. I was really not sure what the airport would say about that if they pulled that out of my luggage and said, hello, what's this?
I've worn them through security before. It's no big deal. Yeah, it's an empty holster.
I mean, if the enlightened college professors across our nation are afraid of them, I don't know what the fine people that are protecting our airports would do. But I will be there, and I will have the power of my words, and we'll be able to hopefully...
Well, good for you. And don't forget, though, that holster is a piece of leather. I've actually done that before. Yeah. It's just a piece of leather. They might look at your bags, but hey, so what? It's not illegal to travel with a gun.
Unless you're in our nation's capital, unless you're in Illinois, unless you're on a college campus. That's true.
Or in New Jersey, and we talked about that a little bit last week. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Emails are coming in. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Tim Schmidt and Skip Coriel right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
And Sean Young.
Yes, I'm here. Enjoying every bit of it.
And check this out. Sitting across from me, and this has been something I've wanted to do for quite a while, is the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And, of course, the flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine, by far, the ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Think about that. Say that in your head tonight instead of counting sheep. The ultimate resource for the armed citizen. And if you don't have a gun, buy one. Become an armed citizen. Tim Schmidt is on the Armed American Radio Network. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Mark. It's so great to be here, man.
It's fun, isn't it?
A treat. Yep.
Yeah, we've had some of the biggest names in the right to self-defense walk in.
It's amazing. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And I got Larry Pratt walking in and Lieutenant Bill Hunt. And I mean, these guys, you know, you see these guys fighting for the cause. You know, on MSNBC, you see Larry going right down into the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
And we have to listen to Rachel Maddow and that garbage that she puts out. We've actually got about a 4.5 or 5 minute clip, but the time is flying by, so we're not going to have time to run that. But it's probably a good thing because it's getting a little bit late in the show, and I don't want you to get sick. I want you to keep listening.
Absolutely.
I don't want you to turn it off. Tim, this is a big event tomorrow, and you are a major contributor to making this event happen. And you got to feel good after being here all day today, after landing today and coming here and seeing all this.
Oh, you know, Mark, I've spending the last 2.5 hours watching the show take place here. And you know, so many thoughts have gone through my head. And I got to tell you, Mark, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot or make you feel uncomfortable, but I'm so proud of what you've done with Armed American Radio. And I can't help but to think, but go back to what was it, about 1.5 years ago when this whole thing started, and I think you were a guest host on a radio show up in Ohio.
WHK with Buckeye.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember that at the time, you know, you were only doing the column for the magazine, and you're doing a super job, and you know, you and I had developed a pretty good friendship, and then you did the guest host, and then I heard that show. And I thought, holy cow, man, that's Mark's calling.
Yep.
Yeah,
I said the same thing.
And then my grandma always used to say, you got to do something talking. You're in the wrong business.
But seriously, Mark, and then I, if I recall correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but what happened was they were going to ask you up in Ohio to be a regular host.
Yeah, they did.
And that was
when
I'm like, all right, Mark, forget that. Let's start our own show.
Right. And, you know, we were actually – a fun story, Sean. I think I've told this to you before.
Yes.
Tim and I were actually sitting at the Bahama Breeze. Yep. And we said, you know, we need to elevate this, and we need to get this thing up. Let's just get on the radio. And the waiter came by, and he brought our steaks. And Tim said, do you know anything about the radio? And I said, you talk to a microphone. And the food came and sat down, and we changed the subject.
Yeah.
And that's when the Cleveland opportunity came up 2 weeks later.
Right. Yep.
And I got a phone call, and it said, would you co-host a show up in Cleveland? And I thought, wait a minute. And I picked the phone up, and I called Tim. I said, you're not going to believe this phone call I just got.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't happen. And that, of course, has turned into Armed American Radio, and in less than 7 months, and I'll let you tell this, the radio expert, because you and I have fun with this all the time.
Yes, we do.
I'm on shows, a guest in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, get on Denny Schaefer's show down there, and these guys are great. And was out there with Garrett and these guys, and everybody talks about syndication. And here we're pushing 40 cities already. 40 cities 40 added
cities.
Another one tonight.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you've had, not only have you had Mike Gallagher on your show, you've had Man Cow on your show.
That's right. And we've had Ted Nugent on the show.
Ted Nugent, yeah.
Okay, some of the biggest names in self-defense coming on. And Rob Pincus working with us every 3 weeks. It's been a blast. And the emails that we get are just absolutely awesome. I'm trying to get hate mail on the show, and we keep getting the listener because we're geared to the right people. And that's you. That's you, folks. The ones that know what it means to carry a gun, or maybe you're thinking about it, considering it. And that's what Tim's organization, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, does so well. So, you know, get involved, folks. That's what you need to do. That's what we're doing here.
So, Mark, let me just throw one more thing at you. Because, you know, if I could have had a crystal ball and seen into the future, you know, 1.5 years ago, here we were just starting to talk about the radio, and then we just, on a lark, said, hey, let's just start this thing in Atlanta. And then if I would have known 1 year from now that we'd be sitting in a studio in Washington, D.C. and have an unbelievable array of the biggest names in the Second Amendment defense come in and speak on our program, I would never believe it.
And
that goes to you, my friend. I mean, you've done a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
And if I can say one more thing, you mentioned before about how the USCCA donated a fair amount of money to this to the Second Amendment March. That money's from the USCCA members, and every single member, you know, hats off to them for supporting. I mean, this is some powerful stuff, and of course, none of this would happen without people like Skip Coriel and all of his staff. But
well, that's when you know that's why people say, well, you know, it's not just the magazine, Tim.
Yeah.
It's what the magazine and the people represent at the USCCA.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you spend your dollar, whether it's the NRA, whether it's Gun Owners of America, and I'm a member of all of them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a small price to pay to be able to sit here in our nation's capital tomorrow.
Right.
Absolutely.
And get in their face.
Yep.
Literally get in their face and tell them exactly what we think and what we mean. And you heard Mancow say it. I guarantee you he's going to get in their face tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have to turn the mic volume up too loud. You know, he's built in speakers anyway.
Absolutely.
But when you've got people of that caliber that are coming here to talk about, and we're talking about you, because that's what we're doing. We're supporting you here. And we're bringing your voice to Washington, D.C., and we're doing it on behalf of the USCCA members.
Amen.
And grassroots groups all over the country.
Absolutely.
All over the country, and I'm going to mention a handful of them tomorrow in my speech, and we're going to make you heard, Buckeye and Georgia Carey and Virginia Citizens Defense League, Iowa gun owners, Nevada gun owners. They've all been represented on Armed American Radio, and not just the USCCA,
right,
but the local groups, and we've got a whole bunch more to go. Oregon Firearms Federation, and we're just going to keep bringing them on, and we're going to be relentless, and we're not going to stop.
Grassroots efforts, and that's what gets things done.
Well, it's
people
what's
coming
gonna,
together.
It's what's going to get things done.
Absolutely.
Come November.
November.
Grassroots efforts, and we're seeing a huge upswell. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not involved,
get involved. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Get involved and join. Concealed Carry Magazine is, wow. I love to say this because I got your card. And was one of the first 500 subscribers.
thank God for Mark.
Those
first couple of months, there was a major pucker factor.
Yeah, that had to be nerve-wracking for you.
Nice.
And the card basically said, please subscribe to this magazine so I can keep my marriage intact. At least my house. All kidding aside, you had the gun giveaway.
That's right. Yeah.
And I didn't win the gun, but you said if you're one of the first 500 subscribers, you'll know because I'm going to send you this bullet keychain.
Yeah.
Nice. And I got the bullet keychain. So I know I was one of the first 500 charter members of the organization.
That's right.
And then lo and behold, I wrote that story for you about what happened to me.
Yeah.
And that became the importance of carrying your gun 100% of the time. And I get email on that to this day, and that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Somebody said to me the other day, carrying your gun 100% of the time. It was one of those sucker bet emails coming in from a troll trying to get me to admit that I break the law.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, you carry your gun 100% of the time, you must be breaking the law. No, I carry my gun 100% of the time. We should give that a Bonehead Award.
Yeah, he needs one.
Prime Bonehead Award. We should.
That's definitely one.
Carry your gun 100% of the time that you're legal to do so. And like
absolutely.
Where I was living in Florida, the gunshine state, very gun-friendly state,
mm-hmm.
unless I was in a prison or a courthouse,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't breaking the law.
Right.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Take that, letter writer troll. We can talk about you every week
bonehead.
If we want to. Take that, bonehead, right.
Bonehead
exactly.
Award winner.
Tell us what your speech is about tomorrow without giving it away.
Oh, boy. It's going to be hard to do without giving it away, but I'm going to relate the speech directly to Patriots Day. And my favorite 35 words come from my favorite document. So
okay,
that's
we
what
won't
I'll be talking about.
We won't ask you
yeah.
about that.
It's gonna be powerful.
We're big fans of the quote here, of the quotes on this program. As Sean knows, we dig them up every week.
Yes.
And I'm actually going to close mine with a quote from the nation's third president. Do your digging and you go Google up the nation's third president, folks. I won't give it away. It's Thomas Jefferson. But it's a good one. Tim, thanks for being
awesome,
here.
Mark.
You're sticking
Thank
around.
You, man.
You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Sean Young and March founder Skip Coriel coming up right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36 6-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Don't forget to check out Galco, Sean.
Yes.
I was at the plant last week.
Really?
Yes, and it was... Let me tell you something, man. That's cool. You don't have any idea what goes into making a holster.
I need to go to see this.
Well, Scottsdale Gun Club, and we have a representative from Scottsdale Gun Club coming on, too. We went from there over to Galco, and while we were at Scottsdale Gun Club, ladies and gentlemen, I'll make you a little bit jealous. The question was asked of me, well, how did you like the tour? I said, it was great. She said, great. Which machine gun would you like to shoot?
Oh, yes.
I said, are you kidding me? She said, absolutely not. Look at the wall. Take your pick. Mm. She said, you can go anything from the Uzi on up to the squad automatic weapon. I said, I'll take the Thompson. So I got a little taste of the rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, and we'll have the video. The video is up on the Facebook page.
Yes, it is.
Armed American Radio Facebook page. George the Mad Ogre Hill put it up, and he titled it Machine Gun Mark, which was a beautiful thing on the Thompson.
That is a beautiful thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network show, and I am now joined to close out the broadcast with the March founder, Mr. Skip Coriel, a good friend of mine.
Yes.
My publisher,
yes.
And the founder of this march, and it is a pleasure to have you. You were going to come on first, Man Cow took the slot. We've been talking about him all night. He was great. And now we decided we're going to close it out with you because, you know, you're the brains and everything behind this. Yeah. And you are. This is all – it's happening now because of you and the support that you've mustered up, the sacrifice that you've made to bring this together. I know.
Thanks. You're giving me the benefit of the doubt there. But, yeah, it's – but I got to tell you, you know, I can't believe we are almost at the finish line on this thing. Because it has been over 14 months, and I have literally, this has been my full-time job. I've been working 40 to 60 hours a week for over 14 months now. And, I'm anxious about tomorrow. I'm very excited about tomorrow. At the same time, you know, I'm going to love it, but I'm going to be glad when it's over.
So you can fade back into obscurity.
That's right. I'm going to fade back into the woods of Michigan. I'm going to go mushroom hunting. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go to Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and do some shooting. I'm going to get back to my family. And, you know, we'll do more stuff like this. But, you know, I'm tired. I'm really tired.
Well, I'll tell you, you've been interviewed. I've talked to you, and we talked. As friends, we're friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, not just about this, but we talk just about fun stuff, you know, just to shoot the bull. Skip, what are you doing today? And I can hear you in your car, and I can hear the wind blowing in the back. I'm going
the kids
bow
crying. Yeah.
I hear the kids crying. I'm going bow hunting, or I'm going fishing, or I'm on my way here. Or, Mark, can I call you back? I'm in a deer stand. I said, well, I hope your phone didn't ring. No, it's on vibrate. But you've been everywhere, and I know you've been interviewed by every network in the world. What's the weirdest interview you gave this week? Did you talk to Al Jazeera?
I talked to him on the phone. I haven't interviewed him. They want me to come down to their studio and interview tomorrow night.
In Riyadh?
I don't think it's here in D.C.
Okay, just check in there, Skip.
That's
just
be a long flight
sure.
Right there.
If I can't do
you
it,
gonna
I'm
make
gonna
it
send,
back in time.
I'll send Tim if I can't make it in time.
Okay.
So. No, I've done tons of interviews. You know, maybe 20 just this week. I mean, we have the media. You would not believe the love affair that the world has with America and their guns. They're totally enamored by it. I mean, we've talked to Venezuela, Spain, England, France, Canada, Australia today. You know, just like 10 different countries just in the last 10 days. They are totally fascinated. They think they're fascinated with guns, but what they're fascinated with is freedom.
They're jealous, Skip.
Yeah, they don't have
it. They're envious.
They don't have it, and they wonder, you know, how can you do this? How can you let your citizens run around carrying these big guns? It's like, what are we going to carry, little guns? You know, that's just the way it is.
Well, we do carry little guns.
And big guns.
And big guns. We'd carry bigger guns, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're being listened to right now all over the world. We're being listened to, and last count was 18 countries.
Yes.
18 countries. And you wouldn't believe the list.
And it'll grow.
It's going to continue to grow, and we see another one pop up from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, small countries, Bolivia.
Yep.
You know, Colombia. Yep. And now Colombians are fascinated with their weapons. We've got listeners in Mexico and, you know, all over them. We've got them in the Middle East. We've got the troops listening. The heroes are listening in Afghanistan and Iraq right now as we're speaking. And, you know, hats off to you guys and gals for what you're doing over there. We're doing this to help support you.
Absolutely.
For supporting us and keeping our First Amendment free so that we can talk about and meet here tomorrow. But, yeah you have. I know you've gotten interviews from all over the world, and they are, I agree with you, they're enamored with our freedom because they're jealous and they're envious.
Well, and it's encouraging. You know, I really think that part of upgrading Second Amendment rights here in America has to do, you know, with upgrading it around the world as well. I'm not satisfied just that Americans can carry. I want people to be able to carry all across the world.
Let's talk about three countries right now that come to mind when we discuss that. Great Britain, of course, subjects.
Yeah.
Canada, we've seen the debacle up there with gun registration. They're wasting billions of dollars. And I think they're finally beginning to wake up in Canada right now. Their government is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Australia.
Yeah, I was on Australian Broadcasting Company this afternoon. I tell you, that woman, she sounded just like Olivia Newton-John. And, boy, really sultry voice. Can I say sultry on the radio? I can
sure.
Do. Okay, yeah. She was really nice. She was really nice.
He's my producer. Yeah. There's a he'll yell over, hit the drum switch. Okay. Bobby will take care of that.
No, Australia was
nothing
great.
Nothing wrong with sultry.
The guy from England, I could tell I'm talking to him. He's asking me a question. I'm giving him a straight answer. And he goes, Yeah, sure you do. You know, it's like the guy, he wasn't rude, but he didn't believe a word I was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't figured it out. And
was he with NBC?
I don't know.
ABC?
England,
CBS?
England.
He said he didn't believe a word you said.
I think he might have been with MSNBC.
MSNBC?
Yeah. Across the pond.
I hope we tick them. I'm going to skewer them tomorrow in my speech for just about a paragraph. Not MSNBC, but the media. I'm no fan of the media. I believe the media is part of the problem, is a huge part of the problem in this country. And if we don't get a grasp on that quickly, it's going to get worse.
Very worse.
You know, I sat there and watched some of the folks in the press conference today, and you know, it's exactly what you expect.
Yeah.
When you gave your speech, you were as honest as the day is long. I've never done a press conference before. I just want to go back to Michigan when the march is over, mm-hmm. fade off into obscurity.
Yeah.
And the first question you got hit with was, I mean, it was right out of left field. And it was, you know, nice looking reporter standing there with her camera. And what's the significance of the 19th? Oh, for crying out loud, you know. It's a day.
Well, it's the Second Amendment March.
It's a day. And if you knew anything about your history, I can't believe I'm having to waste my time answering this question again.
Yeah.
And Mankow said it very well that, you know, they're trying to make this into something.
Well, they're trying to erase history.
Good point.
And rewrite history is what they're trying to do. And that's what...
Well, they have been successful at it for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
What's happening now is a sleeping giant is, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Mark, when I started this march, I'll be back next week on Armed American Radio.
We'll be back next week on Armed American Radio live from Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta.
I'll be in the woods, man.
That's good. You be in the woods. Skip, hats off to you. Congratulations for starting this. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a very special edition of the Armed American Radio Network live from our nation's capital in the Salem Radio Network studios in Washington, D.C., where tomorrow we're going to make your voice heard loudly all the way from the Washington Monument down to Pennsylvania Avenue. And they're going to know we're here, folks. They're going to know you're here. This has been the Armed American Radio Network. Thanks to all of our guests. We'll see you next week where we'll be reporting on this, and we'll have some audio strip for you so you can listen to it. Freedom, baby. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere, my friends. We'll see you next week on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.